With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Police in Rhode Island have a person of interest in custody after a shooting at Brown University that killed two people and wounded nine others. The incident happened yesterday afternoon in a classroom during final exams. Surveillance video shows the suspect, dressed in black, calmly walking away. Nine people with gunshot wounds were taken to the hospital, with one in critical condition. Foreigners who are allowed to come to the United States without a visa could soon be required to submit much more information.
The Trump administration is proposing a plan that would require foreigners to provide information about their social media, email accounts, and extensive family history to the Department of Homeland Security before being approved for travel. The announcement refers to travelers from more than three dozen countries who take part in the visa waiver program, and it's part of the president's stepped-up monitoring of international travelers and immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's job approval numbers are polling in the red. Correspondent George Williams reports on the silver linings and the warning signs.
On the low side, the results from APNORC.
New poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president.
The AP's Marcela Sanchez, on the other hand, four polls have President Trump's approval at 47%. With a real clear politics average weighing out at 43.8%. That's actually 5 points better than at the same time in his own first term, more than 2 points better than former Presidents Obama and Bush during their second terms. At the same time, Mr. Trump's 62% disapproval on the issue of inflation at the heart of the recent affordability debate is a warning sign coming into midterm elections. George Williams, Washington.
U.S. envoys are in Berlin. This is SRN News. A new poll on immigration and religion.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that on the question of whether to allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens, majorities of all major faith groups say yes, except for white evangelical Protestants, of which only 46% support the proposal. As for President Trump's efforts to deport people who are in this country illegally, white evangelical, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics all support what he is doing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a couple of states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time, as required by state law. The same measure passed in 2024 with about 64% of the vote. Virginians will likely see a similar ballot initiative. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the release of a Nobel Peace Prize by Belarus.
Belarusian authorities have released Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aleš Bieliatski and a key opposition figure, Maria Kolesnikova, from prison. Human rights advocate Pavel Sapelka confirmed the release to the AP. This move comes as President Alexander Lukashenko seeks to improve relations with Washington. In exchange, President Lukashenko pardoned more than 100 prisoners. During recent talks, the U.S. said it was lifting sanctions on Belarusian potash in what officials say is a sign that relations with the country's isolated government are starting to improve. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A weekend storm has dumped heavy snow on parts of the Northeast, causing flight delays and creating slick roads. Light snow fell over parts of New England, and crews in Jersey and New York have been working to clear roads. More details at SRNNews.com.